Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father, Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for making it possible for us to see yet another day. We thank you for all that you have done for us in the past, all that you are doing right now, and all that you set to do. We are indeed very grateful. We have not come to grumble, to complain, but Lord, we have just come to express our sincere appreciation for being our God, for all you have done. Everlasting Father, Lord, accept our thanksgiving this day and let your name and only your name be magnified in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that indeed you release unto us the word in due season, the word that we must hear. Let us hear that word this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we will not just be hearers of your word, but indeed we shall be doers, that which we need to change in our lives. Father, Lord, grant us the grace to do so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Nice to be with you once again. And I bring good news to you as usual. I pray that the Almighty God will perform His wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will perfect all that concerns you. He will take you higher and higher beyond your wildest imagination in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Years of toiling, laboring without result has come to an end in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that no longer shall you hear bad news. Any news you are going to hear henceforth shall be good news. This is your season of turnaround, and indeed you will experience a total turnaround for the better in every facet of your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. Today, I'll be sharing with us what I titled, Do Good. Do Good. And I'm taking my text from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 9, and I'm reading from verse 36 to 42. See, now there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days she became ill and died, and when they had washed her, they laid her in the upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, his disciple, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter rose and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics, another garment that Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. Then calling the saints and the widows, he presented her alive, and it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. But the Lord blessed the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That is a story many of us probably may be familiar with, the story of Dorcas. The Bible said that she was full of good works and acts of charity. Brothers and sisters, the question we may want to ask ourselves is that what will people say about us? Will people be able to say that we are full of good works or we are full of charity? Or rather, people will say, "Oh, good riddance to bad rubbish." Brothers and sisters, I pray that indeed in this life that we are living, we will be someone that can be regarded as one of good works, like in the case of Dorcas. The good work that Dorcas did was able to speak for her. On that day, when Dorcas went to meet with the Lord, she actually died. When she died, the people there said that, "Look, This woman is not going to die. We are going to do everything possible to make sure that this woman come back to life. And they did. They didn't just bury her. They went looking for Peter to come and pray for her. And Peter came. The Bible says Peter came without delay. That's another good work. Peter did not procrastinate. Peter did not say, give me time, I will come after so time. He went there without delay. And when he got there, God answered his prayer. May the Lord answer your own prayers too, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. But you can see there, we saw the widows. They said they stood there weeping, showing the tunics and all the garments that Dorcas had made for them, that he had given them freely. Brothers and sisters, what will people say about you? It's time for us to reflect and think, what have we been doing? Have we been doing good or have we been doing evil? May the Lord grant us the grace to actually know, to speak to us concerning the works of our hands, and grant us the grace to continue to do good. Your good works can speak for you even when you are not in a position to defend yourself. Just as we saw there, Dorcas was not in a position to defend herself, but her good work was able to speak for her. The book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking there, saying, the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. That means that whatever good works we are doing is bringing glory to the name of the Lord. May you continue to do things that will bring glory to the name of the Almighty God, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 12 also said, he said, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. So even if they want to say negative things about you, your good deeds will be able to speak for you. May the good you are doing speak for you, in the name of our Lord Jesus. The good you are doing, may it defend you, in the name of Jesus. May the good you are doing make way for you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 18, Apostle Paul speaking there, he said they had to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. Can it be said you are generous? Can it be said that you are ready to share? Or you are that person who is very, very stingy? You cannot share anything with anybody. Brothers and sisters, it's in the process of sharing that you add value to yourself. Many of us, we want to add value to ourselves by having to acquire. But the interesting thing about life is that you add value more to yourself by having to give. Because the more you give, the more people place value on you. May the Lord open your eyes to see the benefit of doing good, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let your good works, let it match the word of your mouth. Don't just be saying good things but not doing anything. The Bible tells us in Matthew 7:21, say, not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And the will of his Father is in heaven. He says, you love your brother as you love yourself. So let the word that you speak, let it match. Let it match. In the book of James chapter 2 verse 26, he says, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. So your faith without works is dead. Let your faith be matched with works, and the Lord will grant you victory on all sides in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. So at all times, brothers and sisters, we can also see in the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 18, he said, little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Let our love, let not it be just in the word. Let it not just be in talking, but let it be in deed and let it be in truth. May the Lord help you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Do good. Those who have been doing good to you, do not repay good with evil. Many of us, that is what we do. Even in the body of Christ, people have gone out of their way to help you. Rather than you repaying the good they have done for you with good, you repay them with evil. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord forgive you if that's what you have been doing. There may be need for you to go to God and ask for mercy, that God will forgive you. And those whom you have offended, go back to them and restitute. Ask for their mercy, that the Lord will have mercy upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. People borrow money in the church, they don't pay back. Brothers and sisters, it is evil. It is evil because it is against the word of God. Say, don't owe no one anything. The only thing you owe anybody is love. So, brothers and sisters, let us do good. And as we do good, the Almighty God will begin to send help to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Our doing good will open opportunities for us. Just as we saw there in the case of Dorcas, opportunities were open for her because of the good she did. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:31, say, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So if you are doing the will of God, if you are doing good, no one can be against you because God will be with you. Because God will keep you. He will cause you to recover whatever you have lost. Whatever you have used as a blessing to people, God will give you a total restoration. You will recover in several folds. He tells us in the book of Psalm 37:39, he says, the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is your stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord will be your stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord will keep you. The Bible tells us also in Proverbs 24:16, he says, for the righteous falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity. Are you wicked? Pray that you will not be counted among the wicked, because the Bible says the wicked will stumble. But it says the righteous, no matter how many times that they will fall, they will rise again, because they are doing good. May you continue to do good as God has commanded us in His word. May the Lord grant you the grace to make an impact, to be a blessing in the lives of the people around you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10 says, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore. The Lord will restore, as we saw in the case of Dorcas, our life was restored, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. The Lord will restore you. The Lord will confirm you. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will establish you. As you continue to bring smiles onto the faces of people, as you continue to do good, the Almighty God will establish you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will encourage you. He will send encouragers to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Psalm 138 verse 8 says, the Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. We are the works of His hand. The Lord will not forsake you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. As you continue to touch the life of people, as you continue to be a blessing to those around you, the purpose of God concerning you shall be fulfilled in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the Lord Himself will repay your labor. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not labor in vain. You will not toil in vain. The Almighty God will bless you beyond measure, beyond your widest imagination, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, you are listening to me today. Can it be said that you even know Christ? Because for you to actually do good, you really need to know Christ. The Spirit of God needs to reside in you. Brothers and sisters, when I'm talking about doing good, I'm talking about doing good according to the will of God. And may you be able to do so, but you need to know Christ, so that the Spirit of God will be the one that is directing, counseling you at all times. So if you do not know Christ, why don't you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. And it's You alone I will serve all the days of my life. I accept You as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank You, Lord, for this. Your children have given their lives unto You. I pray, Lord, that You forgive their sins. Write their names in the book of life. For everyone who has had this message, may the mighty hand of God be upon you. The grace to do good, the grace to make an impact, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.